Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on this afternoon. And we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we humble ourselves and we come before you. Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We call upon you, oh God, asking you to stop by and have mercy upon us. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God, anything that you're not pleased with. Oh, my God, be merciful and compassionate and forgive us. Take it away from us, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purge us on the inside, Lord. Wash us on the outside. Make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we come before you because we are nothing without you, and we can do nothing without you. We need you to help us, Lord. Stop by for just a little while and have mercy on us, oh God. Bless us this afternoon with the blessings that we stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Give us your protection, Jesus. The enemy desire to have us that he may sift us as wheat. But we know, Lord, that you've already prayed for us. We thank you, oh God, for just thinking on us, oh God. We thank you for blessing us today, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for our life, health, and strength. Thank you for another opportunity to call upon your name. Lord, please incline your ear and hear our cry. Oh, my Lord, please bless your powers. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hear that cry, Lord, that's gone up before you. That one, Lord Jesus, who's gotten in trouble and don't know what to do and crying out for help, Lord. Please send help, my God. Help them today. Jesus, send help right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. That one, God, that's been afflicted for so long that it seemed like the affliction continues to overtake them, Lord. We pray right now for divine intervention. Oh, my God, move that affliction right now. Oh, Lord, you have the power, and we know that you're able. Work it out, Lord Jesus, that one that's carrying the heavy burden, Lord. Lift that burden, oh, God. Lift it from them, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Lighten the load, Jesus. You can do everything, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. All the things that are going on, Lord, all the problems that we have, nothing is too hard for you, oh God. But we know that in these things you specialize. You can speak the word and it shall be okay, Lord. Everything will be all right when you speak the word. Oh, glory be to God. That hard heart will be broken up, Lord Jesus, when you speak the word, my God. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy will be turned back and defeated in the name of Jesus. When you speak the word, oh, God, that condition will be healed and made ever with whole. We know you can do it, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the diseases, Lord. Rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Send healing, send healing, send restoration.
Yes,
Jesus, do it right now, Lord. Rebuke the spirit of suicide, Lord Jesus. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power. Oh, God, send protection. Send your holy angels.
Yes,
let your angels be encamped all about your people, Lord. Remember those, oh God, who are in Afghanistan, Lord Jesus. Please have mercy. Intervene, my God.
Mercy, Lord.
You know just what to do, Lord. Everything is in your control. And we're looking to you and depending on you, Lord. Save, Lord, heal, and deliver. Move through signs and wonders. Cause somebody to turn from their ways. Cause somebody, Lord, to call upon your name, seeking to be saved. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. We pray, God, that you will bless every listener on this broadcast this afternoon. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. Move, oh God, in miraculous ways. Do wonders in the midst, oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, bless them right now. Oh my God, we know you're able. Lord, we're asking that you will have your way, that you will speak to our minds, Lord. Speak to our hearts, oh God. When doubt tries to overtake us, rebuke it, Lord God, and help us to overcome the doubt. And keep on believing.
Help us,
Lord God, to hold to our faith and not let go. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Yes,
we are depending on you, Lord. You are the author and finisher of our faith.
Lord,
we ask that you'll increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to believe you even the more, as the scripture says. Oh, glory to your name. And, Lord, forgive our doubts. Forgive our unbelief, Lord. Take it away from us right now while we're praying this prayer. Remove all of that,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. We believe you, Lord. We're taking you at your word. Count it done, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. Thank you for your touch.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You for
thank
your anointing,
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for all that you've
Jesus.
Done,
thank
Lord.
You,
we thank you because we believe,
thank
Lord.
You,
Lord.
We
believe right now
we believe.
That
Lord.
We have
thank
the potential,
you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. We believe, Lord,
glory,
that we
Lord.
Have
thank
the
Lord.
Prayer request that we made known to you,
thank you
right now, God. We believe it. And we thank you for it. And Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer, that you will continue to bless us and be with us throughout the course of this broadcast and the rest of this day, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord, and focused upon you. We are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can somebody help me give God a praise? And just
amen.
Say thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is worthy of all praises. He is worthy at all times. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God once again for this broadcast, the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we thank you for tuning in. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey. Holy Temple is here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And we are having service on some Sundays at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our leaders, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., who is our president and Northern District Overseer, and also for our Vice President and Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who's also the pastor of a church in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. And I do have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, my co-host, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen, co-hosting. Evangelist May is out of our headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey. Evangelist Khadija is here in Baltimore, Maryland with me. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the 112th number of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endure forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. May God bless the reading of his word from the 112th number of Psalms. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture read by Evangelist May. And now at this time, we're going to have announcements and by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless to both Evangelist Maybelle. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the opening scripture and the opening prayer. I'd just like to let everyone know, if you like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has been that has gone forth on this broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, and 100 is 100. That's prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School. We want to continue to pray for Logan. He's a young man. We're asking that you would please pray for him, that the Lord will regulate his mind. We want to continue to pray for Lizard Dumas, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, pray a special prayer for her. Alicia Smith, Will Mills, also please pray special prayers for them. Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Angela Steady Jr., Curtis Berry, Garnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, all the bereaved families and all those who are requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 551 258-5271. The access code is 567. Excuse me. Forgive me. There is no access code with that. Again, that's 551-258-5271. No access code. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. And that's the Power Prayer Line. And Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts a 6 o'clock evening service via teleconference where Pastor Elder Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Or you can also call our guest line, and you can call it now. You can call it on Fridays also at 7 o'clock. Phone number is 978-990-5270. And if you want to leave an encouraging word, if you have a testimony, if you have a song, or you have a prayer request, again, the number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me, and every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me, and every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Well, he keeps on blessing me. He's blessing me. He keeps on opening doors that I might see. He's blessing me. Well, it keeps on blessing me. He's blessing me. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Oh, every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me, and every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Well, he keeps on blessing me. He's blessing me. He's opening doors that I might see. He's blessing me. Well, he keeps on blessing me. He's blessing me. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn this broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God for that beautiful selection. Praise be to God. We ought to take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen. Don't wait. Don't put it off. But take time out and give God the glory. Again, we thank God for the opening scripture. We thank the Lord. Praise be to God. And we have Evangelist May. Maybe you want to say a few words of encouragement, Evangelist May. We're going to ask if you, we're going to turn it over to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. We thank God because when you praise the Lord, you'll be blessed. The scripture said, blessed is the man that fears the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. And when we do that, we will be blessed. Our home will be blessed. Even your generation will be blessed.
Right.
And the Bible said, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, righteous, and a good man, sure favor, and lendeth. You know, you have some people, they don't want to lend, and they don't want to have favor. They don't want to have compassion, and they are not gracious unto you. But the upright man will lend, and he won't look for it back either. The Bible says that. So I tell you, I'm encouraged through the word of God. And he also said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Glory to God, that's saying a whole lot. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Because he is looking to the Lord, trusting in the Lord, praising the Lord, and delighting in God's commandment and doing everything that he can to please the Lord. His way is committed unto the Lord. Glory to God, I tell you, that's what I want to be. I want to be gracious.
Yes.
I want to be able to lend to others and not borrow, not look for it to come back. But I thank God. I tell you, his word is true, and we can be encouraged today. We just need to open up and give God some praise for the great things that he's doing in our lives. And I just glorify him. I tell you, I feel good already. I thank God for that opening prayer, that anointed prayer that that's what we need to do. We need to take some time out and thank God in faith, not seeing everything,
Lord.
By faith, we thank him. We believe our prayer that we prayed. We believe that God heard it, and we believe that he has delivered us. And we thank him and glorify his name for what he has done. We have to move by faith. And not by sight. Glory to God, we just wait. What are we waiting for? I heard Thomas David when he said, what wait I for? You have blessed me. You have delivered me. Now, what am I waiting for? Glory to God. We have to stretch out. Take God at his word. What the Lord has given us to do. Even when we don't see the way, believe that God has the way already made for us. Glory to God, not looking to this one or that one, but trusting in the God of our salvation, knowing that we have the potential that we desire of him. Glory to God.
God is able to
do everything. There's no need to doubt our God. He's a mighty God. And he told us right here in the scripture that wealth and riches shall be in his house. Glory to God. I just thank God. He's a good God. It may not be in our natural house, but it sure is in God's house. I tell you that. I thought about David when he built, Solomon. He began to build the house of God, and he built it with oak, expensive stuff. He didn't use no cheap stuff. He put purple in there. Oh, my God, he had gold in there. Jesus,
yes,
I tell you, he fixed that house up beautiful. And the house of God was full of riches. Glory to God. I just thank God I'm going to come on in. But I tell you,
right.
I could go on. But I thank you again at this time. I'm going to come on in and let the preacher preach. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my guest Lord. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you.
I tell you, God is good. Good God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I just thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for this broadcast. And I want to encourage every listener to continue to tune into this broadcast that you might receive a blessing from the Lord. At this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, my heart is encouraged. Those were some beautiful, encouraging words, and I thank God for that sermonette coming through Evangelist Nancy.
Yes,
and she stirred up, and she's telling us the truth.
Yes,
hallelujah. What God has done for us, the way is already made,
yes,
we might as well go ahead and thank God for it. Hallelujah. I just thank God.
Thank
encouraged. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. No need to wait around. Just go ahead and thank him for it right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
I thank the song saying, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Go ahead and shout for victory right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Praise him right now. No need to wait because the Lord has already made the way. Praise God. He's already given us the victory. And I'm truly thankful for what the Lord has done. Yes, and I thank God because my soul is stirred up. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I can tell.
Yes.
All right.
And it's stirred up. And, you know, this is what we need because nobody knows the trouble that each of us see. Nobody knows the struggle or the death or trials. Well, what's going on, but I might have been me. I don't know. Somebody mentioned that the harder the tests are, that we ought to praise God that much harder. Amen.
Amen.
The tougher things get, we ought to thank God that much more. Hallelujah. Because our faith is being tried. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Our faith truly being tried. And I want, when Jesus comes, I want him to find faith on the earth in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. That's what he's coming looking for. Is he going to find faith on the earth?
He's going to find it.
I want to be one in the number with faith when the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank God for everything that's been said and done. And we're going to prepare our hearts now for the Word of God. And on this afternoon, I'm going to play a recorded message that was preached on the Prayer News Network a couple of months ago. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to start the recording at the time of the preaching. And I ask that you open your heart and your mind and hear the Word of God. So at this time, let us listen prayerfully, waiting to hear from the Lord through the Word of God. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For the message and the messengers of tonight. Praise God. Amen. A woman. Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. And not speak of her because she is no stranger to us. Amen. And we always be blessed every time we hear her voice tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we ask you, praise God, to pray for her. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. somebody, amen, to introduce themselves, amen, and present to others, amen, glory to God, none other than Pastor Sheila Hamid from Holy Temple Church of God, amen, hallelujah, amen, right in the city, amen, of Baltimore, Maryland, amen. God bless you tonight, Pastor, amen, amen. Sheila, tonight just match for our six, amen, and you can come on over. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing indeed to be back on the Prayer News Network Global one more time. I'm giving honor to God. I'm giving honor to whom honor is due in everyone's respective places. Oh, praise God. What a great blessing it is to minister for the Lord just one more time. Haven't been on for a while, but thank the Lord, the ministry is yet going on strong by the power of Almighty God. So I am blessed, and I do thank the Lord for the opportunity. So glad to be on here with you tonight. Praise the Lord, just giving honor to the founder, Sandy Bradley, and all of those, and also her co-host. Praise the Lord, also all of the everyone, the advisors, everyone who's working along with her in this ministry. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the prayer, because I know that we surely need prayer at a time like this. We're living in the last days, and here we are waiting on God. Praise the Lord. Praying earnestly for God to have his way. So tonight, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us have prayer before we go to the scripture. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We thank you for grace, O God. We come before you asking that you will have mercy upon us and that you will minister unto us, O God, through your word. Let your word have free course. Lord, send your anointing. And speak unto us, Lord. Minister to us the things that we stand in need of. You know best, Lord, we're depending on. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I'd like to invite your attention to the Word of God. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And I would like to go to the book of Exodus. The third chapter, verses 1 through 15, and also the 12th chapter, verses 29 through 36. And I would like to start with Exodus, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. And I'm going to ask you to pray along with me tonight as we go into the Word of God. Exodus 3 and 1 reads, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people
which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their songs, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Going down to the 12th chapter, Exodus 29 through 36, the 29th verse reads, And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as we have been. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urging upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I thank God for these passages of scripture. And tonight, the subject for this message, or rather the title, is Preparing for the Mighty Move of God. And the theme to focus on is Move When God Says Move. Hallelujah. Again, the title being Preparing for the Mighty Move of God. Move when God says move. Praise the Lord. In this passage, we see how Moses, he was the one that was sent to the children of Israel to deliver them out of bondage because they had been there in Egypt for many, many years, a total of 430 years. But their deliverance was at hand. God had Moses spared because at the time, the Pharaoh was killing all the male children. So, but God had a special work and calling for Moses. And I'm not going to get into the whole entire story because it's a long story. Amen. And many are not that familiar with it. Many of us are, but not everyone. Nevertheless, Moses was a grown man at the time, and he was out with the flock of his father-in-law, and it was time for God to make himself known to Moses because God was ready to move. He was ready to deliver his people out of bondage, to get them out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. And so this one particular day when Moses was out with the flock, God allowed him to see a burning bush. And the bush began to burn and just kept burning but was not consumed. So Moses became intrigued and decided he was going to see this great sight. In other words, why is the bush not burning up? And when God saw that Moses turned aside to see this bush, that's when God got his attention. And many times we have a tendency to go about and things will catch our attention, but we don't always see that it's God who is trying to get our attention. Hallelujah. So at this time, God began to call out to Moses and called him by his name. And after calling him, Moses immediately answered, saying, here am I. And here is where God began to say to him not to draw near because he was on his way. And God began to tell him to take off his shoes because he was standing there on holy ground. Are you praying with me? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So after God told him to take off his shoes and explain the holy ground that he was standing on, this is when God began to introduce himself to Moses to let him know that he is the God of Moses' father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And at this point, I believe Moses had heard about God, but he didn't really know God. He didn't have the introduction to God. But God began to introduce himself personally to Moses. And so Moses became afraid to look upon God, so he hid his face. God began to talk to Moses and explain the reason why he had his encounter with God. And God said to Moses that he had surely seen the affliction of his people who were down in Egypt, and he heard their cry because of the taskmaster, and he knew about their song. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing about us that God is not aware of. God can see everything that's going on with us. He can hear when we're crying out to him in prayer. He can hear us when we're mumbling and grumbling. Hallelujah. He can hear us when we're complaining about things. He is aware of what's going on with us, and he can hear everything we say. So God began to tell Moses that he had come down to deliver his people out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out that land, a large land, flowing with milk and honey. Praise be to God. We, in many occasions, have to be prepared to move of God. Because at this time when God began to summon Moses, Moses was not prepared for the move of God. Hallelujah. So after God began to say to him, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. That's when Moses had some questions. He needed to be prepared to experience the mighty move of God, being as though he didn't know the true and living God. But he was about to get to know God in a way that he had never known before. And that's the kind of God we serve. He will reveal himself unto us and his mighty power, his mighty work. Hallelujah. He will let us know just how great he is. And he began to talk to Moses and prepare him for this great move. Hallelujah. Many of us are unprepared for the move of God. So Moses, in preparation, began to say to God, who am I that I should go and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? No, but God began to encourage Moses and also reassure him that everything would be all right. He said, surely I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. See, God gave him a token to let him know that, no, you didn't just decide to go on your own, but I have sent thee. And a lot of times people are rebellious, and they want to do things for God, and they just move in haste before God can even speak to them or even send them out. Praise the Lord. And God, he sends out his ministers, but first he prepares the ministers before he sends them out. Amen. Now some just took upon themselves and they just went, but God didn't send them out. Hallelujah. And so God let Moses know that I'm going to give you a token, and this is how you're going to know that I sent you. That is that you and the children of Israel are going to worship me on this mountain, the very mountain that you're standing on right now. Hallelujah. When you come out of Egypt, when you bring my people out, you're going to worship me here. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God, he will encourage us because he knows that we're going to face many things while we're doing his will, trying to keep his commandments, obeying what the Lord has commanded us. Praise the Lord. We're going to face many challenges. So Moses, he has other questions for God, but God had an answer for all of Moses' questions. He wanted to know, who should I tell the children of Israel sent me? And God let him know and say, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God knew that the children of Israel were familiar with his name, I am that I am. But Moses was not familiar. And so God is giving him everything he needs for going before Pharaoh. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We're going over to the 12th chapter, the chapters in between. During that time, there were many plagues that God had sent upon the people of Egypt. Praise be to God. And they were enduring many, many plagues. But Pharaoh, his heart was hardened, and he refused to let God's people go. Oh, glory to God. But God has prepared Moses and the children of Israel for a great and a mighty move. Oh, hallelujah. Let them know what things they needed to do in preparation, because God has forewarned Moses that after that last plague, that Pharaoh was going to let them go. Amen. It was going to be with haste. It wasn't going to be any going around, but Pharaoh was going to be in a hurry to get them out of peace. And so God wanted them to be ready at the moment of truth. Hallelujah. At the moment of deliverance from bondage in the land of Egypt after 420 years. Oh, glory be to God. So the children of Israel, they already were prepared for this last day. How that God told them to put the blood on their doorpost and on the side post. And when God sent the last plague of death, when he sees the blood, he would pass over the children of Israel. Glory, hallelujah. So God sent out angel of death, and when the angel came out, he woke the firstborn of Pharaoh and all the Egyptians, even their captives. Oh, praise be to God. And there was so much grief and sorrow on that very night. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, and him along with all of his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was such a great cry in Egypt, because there was not one house that didn't have somebody in it. Oh, glory to God. And so Pharaoh called to Moses and Aaron by night and told them to rise up and get out of Egypt, get the people and all the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as they sing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes in our situation, we procrastinate and we don't move when God says move. But it's so good for us, and it behooves us to be ready to move when God gets rich. Oh, hallelujah, because nothing and nobody is going to stop the move of God. You can sit around and be slothful all you want, but it won't stop the move of God. Because when God gets ready, you've got to move. Hallelujah. Ready or not to move when God says move. When it comes your time to leave this world, whoa, nobody is going to say. But when God says move, that's the time to move. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. You can lose out on great blessings. You can even lose out on eternal life by not moving when God says move. Oh, praise the Lord. And it was time for the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt, to go and be blessed of the Lord. God had a place, a special place prepared just for them, a land flowing with milk and honey. It didn't matter that it was a land where the Amorites and the Hittites and Jebusites and all those others were. Those had to get out of the land because it belonged to the children of Israel. God chose the people. Praise the Lord. And I often say it doesn't matter that someone else's name is on the lease or name is on the owner. God, when he gets ready to move, that name has to come off as your name goes on. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So God began to give the children of Israel favor in the sight of the Egyptians, same ones that oppressed them, some of the same ones, the hard taskmasters. They are the same ones who turned around and blessed the children of Israel. Oh, glory to God. God has a way that is already prepared for us. But sometimes we can't see any further than the natural eye will let us see. Because even when the children of Israel got down to the Red Sea, all they could see was nothing but the water between ahead of them, and Pharaoh pursuing them in back of them. And so they felt like nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. There was no way that they could escape. Hallelujah. But many of us failed to realize that God had already made the way. God had the way already made, but they just couldn't see. Praise the Lord. God began to move in a mighty way. He used Moses to stretch out his rod and speak, and God began to part the water. Thank you, Jesus. God let the water rise up on both sides. And in the night, all night long, he let the wind blow and dry up the floor of the sea. Oh, praise God. So that when it was time to move the children of Israel across the Red Sea on dry land, thank you, Lord. So we ought to keep our trust in the Lord and be ready to move when God says move. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel went across on dry land. And our situation might indicate to us that there's no way out, that it's just not going to work out. We're entrapped. We're in trouble. But God is a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. And what we don't know or don't realize also is that the way that God made for us to escape is a trap for the enemy. Pharaoh was pursuing the children of Israel. Pharaoh's army came pursuing them, walking on dry land of the sea, but God commanded the waters to come together, and Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the Red Sea. So the way that God has made for his people is actually an entrapment for the adversary, the one that's pursuing you, the one that's trying to oppress you, the one that's trying to stop you. Praise be to God. So don't get upset. Don't fret. Don't be worried. Just wait on the move, the mighty move of God. Stand there. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise be to God. So I want to encourage you tonight that if the enemy has been oppressing you, if he has been trying to stop you, you ought to prepare right now for the mighty move of God, because God will show up with deliverance. God will come, oh yes he will, with encouragement. He will show up with healing, oh yes he will, glory be to God. Whatever you stand in need of, God will show up and he will move. And when the Lord gets ready, just move when God says move. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for you and for your patience tonight and for your prayers. And I want to encourage you to take this word of God in and just think about your situation. Yes, Moses, he did have some things that he was dealing with. He was faced with opposition, discouragement, adversaries, adversity, brother, and also some personal challenges. And many of us are dealing with so many things, especially in these times that we're living. But we are to rest assured and know that God is our deliverer. God is our refuge. He's our battle axe. Hallelujah. He's everything we need him to be. Praise be to God. And surely God, I believe, is about to move with a mighty move. Are you prepared for the mighty move of God? Oh, hallelujah. When God speaks and the Lord wants you to move, are you ready to move when God says move? Oh, praise the Lord. One day we're going to leave this world. None of us came to stay. Nobody's going to stay in this world forever. But we're going to leave here. Hallelujah. We're ready and prepared. We don't have to worry, but we can rest assured and be at peace that everything will be all right. Amen. We'll go before our Maker, knowing that we have done what he commanded us to do. We can have a smile on our face and see him in peace. Glory to God. So don't procrastinate. Don't slow poke around because we can lose that. Even though the children of Israel were able to inherit the promised land, a whole lot of them missed out because they didn't move when God said move. Amen. When God told them to possess the land, they doubted. They refused to take God at his word. They refused to go and possess the land. Hallelujah. But the spies that went came back and put doubt and unbelief in the people's mind and heart, all but two of them. And those who had doubt, those who didn't believe God or taken at his word, they provoked God to anger. That was a day of provocation. And God was angry with the children of Israel. God let them wander around in the wilderness for 40 years until the doubters and unbelievers died off. After that, the children of Israel who believed and took God at his word, they were able to go on over and possess the land. Praise the Lord. But that doesn't have to be us. When God says move, just move. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I pray that you have gained something from the word on tonight. Praise God. And at this time, there may be someone who God has been calling and speaking to and trying to get you to come, turn from your ways, repent of your sins, and accept him as your personal Savior. Maybe there's someone who's ready to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior tonight. Maybe you've been waiting for a long time, or you've been just crying out to God, wondering if he's going to move, when he's going to move. But don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. But know this, that God is going to move when he gets ready. And when God gets ready, that is the time to move according to his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe you've been waiting on your healing, waiting on deliverance, waiting on your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Whatever you've been waiting on, patience, and move when God says move. Sometimes our healing is right there, our deliverance. The way is already prepared, but we don't always see it. But it's there because God has already made the way. God has already provided. But we need to ask him, Lord, help me to see the way you need. Lord, show me the provision. Show me, Lord, God, and he will show me. Amen. Are you prepared for the mighty move of God? When we go before God in prayer and we are calling out to him, let's be prepared for the mighty move of God. God is going to move, and when God moves, just be ready.
Amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would throne of grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist Amin. Now, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of your Son,
yes,
Jesus, thanking you for the precious word of God, thanking you for the speaker. We pray that you continue to send your word, send your anointing, take full control, O Lord. Let it reach some soul, O Lord. Help that soul, O Lord, to move when you tell them to move. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let your will be done. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind the works of Satan. Cast him out, O Lord. We know thou art able. We know you've got the power. We're dependent on you, O Lord. We want to please you, and we want your will to be done. Move, Lord. Take full control, O Lord. Touch the souls of men, those who have heard this word of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that you break their hearts up, O Lord. Help them to keep thy faith and to call upon thy name.
Yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father, we know you're able. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you got the power, O Lord.
Jesus,
touch right
Jesus,
now,
Jesus.
O Lord. Satan, come to hinder. But we believe your word.
Believe
you said all
right
power
now.
Is given unto you. And
yes,
we believe
Lord.
It right now, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Jesus, help
Jesus,
us, oh Lord. We want to do your will. We want to
yes.
move, Lord.
by your spirit. Want to move, Lord. When you tell us to move, Lord, help us to take you at your word. Your word is true, Lord. Help us, Lord, to move in faith, even when we don't see the way. Help us to take you at your word. Cast out all doubt. Cast out all fear. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you're able to take us through, Lord. You're able to lead us and guide us, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Move in a mighty way. Touch some heart. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody needs you to heal, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord, to fix it in their home. Somebody needs you to lift that heavy burden in the name of Jesus. Somebody is grieving right now. Have mercy on them, Lord.
Have mercy,
Jesus. We know you're merciful, God. Deliver, Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Those who don't know you, in the pardon of their sins, have mercy on them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, O Lord. Wash, Lord. Make every wind whole. Blot out of the transgression. Forgive the sins, O Lord. Help somebody to get in a hurry. Some rough for their life. Calling on the name of Jesus. Help them to believe on you. As the scripture has said. Jesus. Touch, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver. We know how to deliver. We know you're mighty. Hallelujah. You're mighty healer, Lord. We're depending on you today, Lord. To do that disease, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. In the name of Jesus. Protect sick body. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift that heavy burden. That burden of grief. In the name of Jesus, due to the loss of a loved one,
have mercy, Jesus.
We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, bless, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to change their way of living. Convert, oh, Lord. Sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. And that soul that want to serve you and want to do your will, we pray that you will touch them, Lord. Give them strength. Give them courage. Help them to press their way. Help them to overcome in the name of Jesus. Help right now, Lord. We want you to work it out for them, Lord. We want you to move in a miraculous way. Hallelujah. Find the works of Satan. Cast them out, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your spirit move right now, Lord. Move up to your trust. Go up. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Lord. Touch, Lord. Take their mind. Help, Lord, to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. Help, Lord. Let them realize you're a compassionate God, you're a merciful God, and you're able to fix it, Lord. You can fix that situation. You can move, Lord. Move, Lord. Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, work it out, oh, Lord.
Work it out, Lord.
Special way, oh Lord. Help today, oh Lord. Oh my God, we want to move when you tell us to move. Oh my God, without any hesitance, without any doubt or fear. Help us, oh Lord, to launch out into the deep, to cast our net on the right side. Help us, oh Lord. We want to do your will. We are seeking to please you in every way. Bind every evil work, everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you're moving, Lord. Help us to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Help us to be ready. We want to be ready, oh Lord. Move in our hearts and minds. Move in our lives, oh Lord. Everything that is not like it, we pray that you move it, oh Lord, that we may freely serve you and do your will. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless this broadcast ministry, save souls, deliver the bound, heal the sick, open the blinded eyes, deliver the souls of men, and fill with the Holy Ghost. We know you can do it. We believe you today, Jesus, and find a way. Continue to bless the speaker of the hour. Make way. Open doors. In the situation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Fulfill your will. In the name of Jesus. 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 We know you're able. We're dependent on you. You are our help. You are our strength.
Hallelujah.
Certain individual But instead, and the anointing was upon me. But instead of me going on and do what the Lord was leading me to do, I held back, Lord, and I tell you, and the soul was on the altar crying out to the Lord, and I began to swing my hand all around their head, but I didn't lay my hand on her. But that's what God was giving me to do. But after a while, glory to God, I did lay my hand on them, but I moved when I got ready to. Messed everything up. It messed everything up. That's why we got to move when God say move. God could have delivered that soul if I had went on and moved when he gave me the move. But I drew back, and I didn't move when he gave me the move. And it just, the Spirit of the Lord just went on by, passed on by. So we have to move when the Lord tells us to move, or else we have messed things up. So I thank the Lord for that message coming to you, and I mean, although it might be a pre-recorded message, but it's an on-time message, and I thank the Lord for it, and I'm encouraged through the word of God on today, and I'm saying to Evangelist, I mean, just keep on letting the Lord have his way and move. Just move. Glory to God, you won't go wrong if you move when he tells you to move. God bless you.
Amen.
This broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Amin.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May, and also those beautiful words, the remarks, and the exhortations. Praise God. I just thank God for it. It was so beautiful. And I thank God for all of you who are listening. And we're going to also have remarks from Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin, and for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Truly, I've enjoyed this entire service. You know, I thank God for the word saying prepare for the mighty move, preparing for the mighty move of God, and saying move when God says move. And I know it takes faith to move when God says, because it's not always convenient or comfortable. But when we're prepared for God to move for us, we have to move for him. I, you know, thought how Moses, he was so self-conscious, and just like some of us sometimes, because we don't measure up to what we think or what we want our standard, you know, to be for a specific work. But God, he looks past the outward appearance, and he looks past our self-professed limitations, and that's and his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. So when God says move, we just have to move. You know, God, he can take that one with the limitations, with the disabilities or whatever we might want to call it, and use that person in a powerful way. And it's
That's not for us.
It's for somebody else's deliverance. That's the thing. We're looking at us. Oh, well, you know, my voice is not right, and I'm not this such and such, and, you know, thus and so is much better at this. But God, he wants to move through us. We're not doing it. It's not us doing it. It's him doing it. And, you know, for somebody else's deliverance, not for us. Not for us. You know, imagine if Moses let his speech impediment stop him from going down to Egypt and bringing deliverance to the children of Israel. God, he still came down to deliver. He would have did it through somebody else, but that Moses would have missed his blessing. But, I mean, who knows what God will do to us? Just because we think something is so small, God just tell you go over here, move to this seat over here. But because we don't do it, we miss out. But when God, like Vanessa Maybell, begin to give the example of what happened to her, you know, I encourage you all learn from that example. Learn from that example. When I was younger in the Lord, I remember somebody told me. Something similar. It was very similar. And they said because they didn't move when God told them to move, they're in the situation that they're in. When I looked at their situation, I said, I don't want to be in that situation. So whenever God, and for me, you know, God, I was a little nervous to stand up and testify. I was nervous to dance sometimes, and because I didn't want to do what
you know, make a wrong move or anything, but when I begin to feel the presence of the Lord, and after I heard what that person said, every time I felt his presence, I was just gone, because I didn't want to miss that blessing. And I tell you, God, he can deliver. Who knows who God can deliver when
yes,
we
Yes, he can. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And I'm a believer. And so I thank God for the word of God, and just want to encourage Evangelist Maybell and Evangelist Hameen. Be very much encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on praying, both of you. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadija. I tell you, I'm enjoying this broadcast. I thank the Lord. Just pouring out the blessing upon us, and I am truly touched by what God has already done. Amen. I feel happy down in my soul. I feel like going on praising the Lord and just thanking him, like we stated earlier, thank him in advance. Don't wait. Don't look for it all to happen at one time, but go ahead and thank God for it now. Just believe that it is done. Full praise the Lord. Yes. So I thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done. And I don't know if anybody else can tell, but the Lord has been stirring us up. God has been stirring our soul. He has been blessing so greatly. And I pray that you also are experiencing the blessing of the Lord. And if you desire to tell, you don't have to keep it to yourself. But we invite you to use that guest call-in line and share what God is doing for you. You don't know how that's going to bless someone else. You don't know how that's going to encourage someone else. Just do it. If the Lord is giving you to do it, don't lose out, because you just heard where someone knew that God was moving on them and giving them to do something but didn't do it. And they went when they wanted to go, and it just didn't work out. Praise to God. Don't let that happen to you. If the Lord is moving you to call in and share your testimony, or if you're in the clergy and you have any remarks that you would like to share, any encouraging words, you are invited to use our guest call-in line. Amen. Praise God. And go forth as the Lord gives it to you. And so I thank God also for the word of God. You know, sometimes we, even though we preach the word, if we go back and hear it, we don't remember that we said all that. You know, it's like, I don't remember saying that. Praise be to God, but thank God for the word, and it was encouraging to me. I'm encouraged to move when God says move. You know, when God wants to do something, and I'll share this with you, I was, after we would have Saturday morning prayers at the headquarters church, I was constantly in prayer with one of our late evangelist. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but Mother Thompson, she would come to my house after we left the church, and many times I knew that I was going to be in prayer all day. Thank you, Jesus. We were going to the hospital, praying for souls. You know, we were just laboring together in the ministry, and it was so beautiful. So one day we were in the house and we began to pray, and the Spirit of the Lord came in that room, and God just began to move in such a great, mighty way. And he was doing things that I had no idea that God would do and speak. And the Lord began to take over and have his way. And I remember her saying what God was giving her to tell me. He wanted me to sing a song, and it seemed like I couldn't come up with a song. She said, come on, move. God wants you to move fast. He wants you to move fast. And that's how God is. Just like the children of Israel, they had to be ready to get out of there quick. They couldn't be just lagging around and taking their time. They had to be ready to move. And sometimes,
yes,
that's the way the Spirit of God moves. He's a quickening spirit. He'll quicken.
Yes.
He'll call
right
you to move. Oh, thank you, Lord. You might be flowing around, but when the Lord quickens you, he'll call you to move.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Hallelujah. So I know that God, sometimes he wants us to move fast. No hesitation, no flowing around and taking our time, but move when God says move, because we don't know what God has in plan for us. So I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and allow God to use you. Allow him to have his way in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because just like danger could be there, there could be a situation there. And God wants you to get out of the way of it. He's trying to keep you out of harm's way.
Yes.
So you have to
move
when the Lord says move. So we do thank God for this broadcast. And like I stated before, after the broadcast, you don't have to stop praising God. You can go on praising him after we hang up from this broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because he is worthy to be praised at all times. So we look forward to you tuning back in with us on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And you can share this number with others. You can invite others to tune in as well. Praise God. So we once again thank God for all of you, for your prayers, and for your support, and also for your patience. Praise God. Before we close the broadcast, I just want to check with Evangelist May and see if you have anything additional.
No, not at this time.
Amen.
Then just move when God says move.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God. And on that note, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again. God bless.